Hello, everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Karine Rayson, the crew coach on the Wellbeing Project. Now, what a perfect gentleman to have on the show, because this process he's going to share with us has everything to do with well-being. So Damien Sweeney, he is an expert in neuromastery and the clarity process. Damon, welcome. My first question to you is, how would you explain to someone what you do? Because those are very big terms.
Yeah, thank you, Karine, and I'm happy to be here. And that is always a very difficult question. What I do is, okay, let me back up a second. We've all learned reaction patterns, right? We've all, probably everybody's had some kind of trauma and some kind of shutdown and so on. And those are learned reaction patterns. And what I've come to is that they are neural networks. Fundamentally, they are neural networks. And there's neuroscience now that shows how to rewire neural networks. And I've taken that neuroscience and combined it with things I've studied and things I've discovered and turned that into very practical, simple methods that anyone can use to rewire their own neural networks. And the direction is from contraction to expansion. So when we're afraid, we get, you know, in fight, flight, freeze, we shut down, right? And we can get stuck there. And so what I do is teach people how to undo that stuckness, and so they expand. And what they expand into is more freedom and authenticity and actually just being themselves instead of being stuck in some kind of reaction.
Yes. So being stuck in some sort of reaction can also bring a host of other symptoms. Now, you kindly presented to my members in my membership and we did the clarity process. And I asked you in the session whether it helps with insomnia, because I've got a almost 12-month-old baby that doesn't sleep and I am exhausted and I'm just waiting for him to wake up, and I'm doing clearly head miles because I'm not going back to sleep. Since I did that exercise with you, I've had no issue falling asleep, which is remarkable. It's amazing and so exciting. So thank you so much. There is a fear in the back of my mind of, when is this going to end? But I know with what you've taught us is that it's an exercise that you can do at any time, at any place. So it's very, very practical. So what other symptoms or common symptoms have you helped address through the clarity process?
Oh, the list is nearly endless. General stress, it can actually be used to take down your baseline stress level. Like we establish, you know, some people are just more high strung, right? They're always highly stressed, right? Others are more relaxed. That's your baseline stress level, whatever that is. And if you do the one that I showed you, you and your members do that repeatedly, it will just take down your baseline stress level. You will gradually undo it. Other things you can do, you can use it on a conflicted relationship. You can use a person's name and it will take down a lot of the reactivity you have. I did that around my father, who was a very toxic person in my life. And long after he died, he was still like, we're having arguments in my mind. And I did the clarity process on him. I had to do it twice, which is unusual. And that all just stopped. It's never been back. So interpersonal conflicts. I did it with another person who had a huge conflict going on with somebody. She did it and then she realized, oh, there isn't anything going on. There's really nothing there. It was all in her mind. So that, and problems, if you have a problem, like something you're really upset about or angry about, or where you need a creative, people get stuck, they go, their thinking goes in loops, but they don't even know they're going in loops. There's a thing called the Einstelling effect, which the clarity process will cure. It means that you're looking at a problem, but you're only looking at part of the situation and you're repeating what's familiar, so you can't actually see the real solutions. So really, anything that you have some kind of activated emotional reaction to is probably good for that.
Fantastic. So I know there neuroscience is a very, very big topic, and you mentioned that you tried other strategies yourself and they didn't work, and hence why you created the clarity process. Can you tell us a little bit more about that journey?
Yeah, I can. But I want to say that the clarity process is just one tool within neuromastery. Neuromastery has like a dozen or more different methods. And that's just one. I like to use it because it's on paper. You know, you can't deny that something happened. You say, oh, well, I wasn't really upset anyway. No, it's on page one. You know, there it is. So it's just one method. A great one, but it's just one. So the journey, I had a lot of trauma when I was young and I really, really shut down, like in emotional deep freeze. I didn't even know there were emotions. And then I started coming out of that in my teenage years, mostly feeling depression, you know, and meaninglessness. And so I came very close to suicide, but then got diverted into paying attention to what was going on inside my mind. You know, I was doing mindfulness before I ever heard the term, and really a lot, like obsessively almost, and wound up at a Zen center, did 1,000+ hours of sitting meditation over a year, and then went on various other spiritual communities and practices and lots of meditation, studied nonviolent communication, studied EFT for 10 years. I became a certified practitioner there. I just tried almost everything I could think of to try to access the parts of myself that were still locked down. And then there was a point where, and this, you know, I did that for 40 years. Okay. And then there was a point where just suddenly one day I looked up outside the window and I realized, oh, none of that's going to work. It hasn't worked. It never will, because it's at the wrong level. And so then I asked, well, why is it hard to change? So it's hard to express this, but at that moment of failure, my mind just stopped. You know, it was like really empty. And then this question just kind of showed up. Why is it hard to change? And I really meant it. It wasn't complaining. You know, why is it so hard to change? No, I was really asking, why is it hard to change? I mean, it is hard to change. Humans universally hate change, right? Most of the time. So why is that? And I took an evolutionary point of view. You know, that must have survival value, or it wouldn't be so wired in, right? So I asked myself, why? How would that be useful to hunter-gatherers? And I came to conclusions. I won't tell you the whole story because there's a lot to it, but it's basically preserving culture and preserving your own life. So whatever you've done up to now has kept you alive. Anything else is unknown and therefore potentially dangerous, so don't do it.
Yes.
So we have a part of ourselves that operates on that very simple logic. It doesn't care if you're happy, doesn't care if you're fulfilled or satisfied, as long as you're biologically alive. That's all it cares about. And then culturally, you know, knowing how to hunt and how to make tools and weapons and what to gather where and when and how to deal with enemies and attacks and so on, and having language and so on, was very important. It was critical to the survival of our ancestors. And that had to be passed on from generation to generation. So we are born hardwired to absorb whatever we're exposed to. Just like we learn language, we learn a whole culture. It just soaks in, implicit learning. And you know, some of that can be not very good, right? And so we take it in, and then we can have traumas, and we can, you know, shut down, and we can have reactions, you know, like anger that just gets stuck in us. So all of that gets wired into the neural networks. And so that's what I help people undo. So you were asking about my journey. So asking that question kind of opened up a new door. And I came across the neuroscience of rapid change. That's what I call it. Called memory reconsolidation. It is the five steps that the brain itself uses to rewire itself, to rewire learned patterns. And those are incorporated into all my methods. So I have it. All the neuromastery methods are based on this neuroscience. And I found just very easy ways to implement them. So for the past dozen years, I've been exploring this new landscape in the human interior. And finding, you know, where are the dead ends and where are the superhighways and so on. And understanding, you know, what are the different constructs, formations, things that happen in there, and figuring out how to deal with them. So I've just been refining that body of knowledge now for a dozen years, and I'm pretty happy with it.
Amazing. So with regards to the other tools, you also teach that within the...
I have various programs and I teach various ones in them. I do have one that I'm going to transform into a coach teaching where we'll teach everything. That's just barely getting started. That's called Neuromastery Academy.
Okay. So I think the answer is of answering my own question, but I think everyone should give this a go. But just to reiterate, if you are feeling, I feel like the overarching term to use is if you're feeling stuck, then it would be great. And I guess the opposite of stuck is clarity, right? So if you are feeling stuck or lost or a sense of hopelessness, the clarity process is definitely worth giving a go. Would you say that?
I would say that. Stuck, overwhelmed is another one. People get overwhelmed. There's too much going on in the world, right? And in our lives. So overwhelmed, frustrated, scared. Mm-hmm. If you have a project that you're holding back on, self-doubt.
Anxiety.
Anxiety, absolutely.
Yeah.
Nervousness, irritation. Yeah. No, something has happened that you can't let go of.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of those.
That makes sense. Very tangible. Okay. So how do we get hold of this clarity process?
Okay. Well, it's quite easy. Go to DaimonSweeney.com. And that's DaimonSweeney.com. And you can opt in there and you get the clarity process. I'm going to be doing it live on February 17. People may listen to this after that. Then they'll get the recording of that. And then they'll get it instantly. They won't have to wait.
And just to give everyone an indication on how long it takes to complete so they can make time for it, what would you say?
Yeah, it takes, the first time through, it takes about an hour because I actually explain a good bit of the neuroscience as well. Once you understand it, it takes maybe 35 minutes, but the first time through is probably going to take an hour. And then I'm going to talk about, you know, ways that people can go further, and that will take a little bit more time if anybody's interested in that.
Okay, wonderful. I highly recommend it because it's personally helped me. We all did it and the members absolutely loved it. So thank you so much, Daimon. I know this is just going to be so practical and useful to the wider community. So I wish you all the very, very best with it. Fantastic that we've got a tool like that available.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, anybody who feels stressed, which is probably everybody, it's free. Give it a shot. I think you'll like it. The two words I hear most commonly after somebody does it are amazing and clarity. Those are the two words people say.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
All right. Thank you, Karine.
Thanks, Daimon. Bye.
Bye.